Welcome to The Flash Entertainment, your go-to podcast for the latest and most compelling stories in the world of entertainment. Today, we're diving into the eclectic and dynamic landscape of Broadway with the 2023 Tony Award nominations, tackling a controversial satire on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and ending on a high note with an emotional performance on American Idol. So sit back, relax, and let's get into the world of entertainment. Let's kick things off with some Broadway buzz. Sean, what's the scene like for this year's Tony Award nominations?
Wendy, it's nothing short of electric. The Tony Award nominations this year present a battlefield rich with diversity, featuring nearly 40 new plays and musicals. But unlike previous years with clear frontrunners like Hamilton, there's no singular dominating force this time around. The entries span a wide array of genres, from adaptations of popular movies and books, such as The Outsiders and The Great Gatsby, to original works like Suffs, alongside productions that have drawn big names like Jessica Lange and Steve Carell to Broadway. A notable first this season includes Here Lies Love with Broadway's first all-Filipino cast and How to Dance in Ohio featuring openly autistic actors. The mix of big names and groundbreaking representation could make for an historic Tony Awards.
It sounds like a year of important firsts and rich diversity on Broadway. Is there anything particularly groundbreaking about this year's directing nominations?
Indeed, Wendy. This year could mark an historic moment for gender representation in directing, as women are poised to outnumber men in directing nominations for the first time in Tony history. Nearly half of the musicals and a significant number of new plays and play revivals were either directed by a woman or featured a female among co-directors. This is particularly momentous considering that historically, only 10 women have won the Tony for directing. Yet, despite these creative successes, Broadway faces challenges, with ticket sales slightly down from the previous season. It underscores the ongoing struggle in the theater industry, even amidst these significant strides.
Thanks for that detailed overview, Sean. Next up, we're shifting gears from Broadway to late-night television with a controversial satire. Eugene? The world of late-night TV is no stranger to controversy, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has recently made headlines. Eugene, can you fill us in?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert took satirical aim at South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem in a segment that has certainly stirred the pot, Wendy. Colbert's team created a parody of the children's show Bluey, with Noem portrayed in a darkly sinister light, making dramatic and aggressive moves against the beloved titular character, a stark contrast to the original show's themes. This dark humor and political commentary stem from Noem's own admission in her memoir about ending her dog's life, which Colbert used as fodder for satire.
What's been the reaction to this rather audacious take?
Responses have been mixed, to say the least. While some appreciate the satire's dark humor, others find it inappropriate and insensitive. It sparked a broader discussion about the boundaries of satire, especially when involving personal actions and political figures. Late night host Seth Meyers also chimed in, criticizing Noem's cavalier attitude with acerbic wit, highlighting the episode as an example of how late night TV and satire walk a fine line in commentary.
A thin line indeed. It's fascinating how satire can ignite discussions and shape public opinion. Finally, let's talk about a touching moment on television that brought Katy Perry to tears on American Idol. Laura? From satire to songs, American Idol recently showcased a performance that was nothing short of emotional. Laura, tell us more.
Certainly, Wendy. Emmy Russell brought the house down and tears to Katy Perry's eyes with her rendition of Coal Miner's Daughter, paying tribute to her grandmother, Loretta Lynn. This performance, rich with emotional depths and family connections, stood out among the contestants, showcasing Russell's talent and touching on themes of legacy. Katy Perry, who chose Russell's song, highlighted the performance's personal significance, and in a twist of fate, had the privilege to use her judge's save on another contestant, showing the depth of talent this season has to offer.
It's uplifting to hear about performances that resonate on such a personal level. Thank you for that, Laura. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've explored a diverse range of stories, from the competitive landscape of Broadway, the controversial world of late-night TV satire, to the emotional highs of American Idol. These stories remind us of the power of entertainment to move us, to challenge us, and sometimes to unite us. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time.